Today's Shira Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Omud Aleph. And we're in the middle of Siman Kuf Chof Gimel, and we are actually in the middle of Sif Beis, in the middle of a Mishnah Berurah. And we're up to Sif Katan Tes. Yesterday we started talking about the three steps that you take backwards at the end of the Shemona Esrei, and how you bow down and how you're supposed to properly say them. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes writes that one should not return to his original place, take the three steps forward until the chazan is reached, ideally, till Kedusha. We said b'di'evet, until he at least starts the chazar sashatz. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Tes writes, v'im herich b'tfilah, so if you're davening a very long Shemoneh Esrei, u'be'eis sheposa higia shlich tzibur l'kedusha, you took longer than the shlich tzibur, and as you take the three steps back and you stop, the shlich tzibur is already up to Kedusha, so yochel lachzor takeif l'mekomo l'oma Kedusha. Then you don't have to wait anything, you can walk the three steps forward and go straight into Kedusha. Aye, the af the Maril Hoya Noeg, even though the Maril was Noeg, Yeshayo, Messiah Shemoneh Esrei, Vashliach Tzibur Nofal Alapov, if he delayed saying the Shemoneh Esrei until the Chazan was already up to saying Tachnun, also Yenisha Bim Komo, Sheposa Shom, he would just say Tachnun in the three steps back where he was, the Nofal Gam Kain Alapov, Imatzibur Bishova, he would go do Tachnun at that point in time, along with the rest of the Tzibur, without taking three steps forward. The Loya Chosya Tekelim Komo, and he didn't go and return immediately to his place, as we just said we do over here by Kedusha. So the Mishnah Berurah explains Kedusha Shiny. It's different by Kedusha. Shetov Yosel Yomro Bimakomo, Kemo Shahar called, because it's better that you should say it in the original place that you said the Shemoneh Esrei. In other words, take the three steps forward. And he says, look in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Beis, in regards to Nefilas Apayim, Masha Kosov Shom B'Mishnah Berurah, what it states over there in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, Dir Shifut number 8 and 9 discuss this further. In Dir Shifut number 8, he writes, Achim Siyim Shemoneh Esrei, Kishal Shlir Tziba B'Emsa Kaddish. If you finish your Shemoneh Esrei and the Shlir Tziba has already started Kaddish, then Ruch Chaim Kanievsky brings down, Shino Tzorach Lachzor Miyad L'Makomo, Amanas Lomar Shom Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. If the Tziba is already, the Chazan is already up to saying the Kaddish, so then you don't have to return, but you can say Yeheshmei Rabba right where you are. Dafka Kedusha, Yesh Din Lomar B'Makomo. Specifically Kedusha, you should try to return to your place. And in Dirshu footnote number 9, he brings down that in regards to Tachton, if you haven't had a chance to take the four steps forward and the Tzib is already up to Tachton, the same thing applies over here, that you should say Tachton right where you are. Yom HaTachton B'Mokom Sheposa. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud writes, Lepachos, you should at least wait until they start the Kedusha, we said. Ayin and the Bach, Shehiskim Dilachatchila, Nochel Lahachmira Kedusha, that it is preferable originally to wait until they reach Kedusha. However, Imlo Shamokam Tsar Vedochuk, unless it's in a very narrow place and a lot of people in the room, in order not to cause trouble or fighting with other people or get into conflict with other people, then you can move back to your place even earlier. And this is in fact written down in the Derech HaChaim. However, ach bisman she'omer piyutim, but if the tzibur is saying various piyutim, for example, like on Rosh Hashanah or in other days where they ate a lot of piyutim before kedusha in the chazaras hashatz, bevada yesh lahokiel v'lachzor tekev kishemaskel ashlir tzibur shmoneh esrei, then certainly one can be makel and return to his place as soon as this chazan starts chazaras hashatz. And the same thing would be true in any situation where there's going to be a long delay before the tzibur is actually starting the chazaras hashatz, or certainly until they reach Kedusha. Then, b'di'evet, you only have to wait Dalet Amos, the amount of time that it takes a person to walk Dalet Amos. Now we go to new grounds. The Ramah says, on the top of Kuv Ben Zayin, V'chein Yochid HaMispal, an individual who's davening by himself, Yamo B'mokom Shekolu P'siosav, he should wait at the conclusion of the Shemoneh Esrei in the place where he took the three steps back. Kishir Zeh Kodim Shiachzulim Komo, he should wait this amount of time before he returns to his place. Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Aleph, U'bach Cholek U'posek De'in Chiluk B'mispal B'yichidi B'veso L'mispal M'yatzibor. The Bach says there's no difference between a person davening in his house or a person davening in the shul. Ela B'chol Gani Tzorech Lishos Kefi Ashir Shagiyah Shliach Tzibur Kedusha. You always have to wait the amount of time that it would take the Shliach Tzibur to reach Kedusha, which is a significant amount of time, much more than Dalet Amos. Or Kol Ponim, or at least At Shiachzul Shliach Tzibur Kol Ram, or at least the amount of time that it would take for the Shliach Tzibur to reach to start saying the Chazaras Hashatz, which is a longer period of time than the Dalet Amos, but shorter than reaching Kedusha. And in fact, the Chaim Pasek HaMagen Avram, the Magen Avram also passes, the Mishnah Berurah says, Im lo shatzorech lachzor l'spalo shenis l'tashlumim. The one exception to this rule is, however, if you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, you're saying a tivlas tashlumim. For example, you missed mincha, now you're davening two marivs. Or in any other situation, as the issue footnote number 10 brings down, where you made a mistake and you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Da'az, the Mishnah Berurah continues, l'kuliyam v'dai k'dehi luch dalet amos. Then you only have to wait the amount of time it would take you to walk dalet amos before you start your next Shemoneh Esrei. Why is that? Ta'kol yodim shechazarosu Hulus Baloshenis, because everybody realizes that the reason that you're walking back isn't because you're Chas V'Shalom doing something incorrectly. Everybody realizes you're saying a second Shemoneh Esrei, and that's why you're doing it. However, he still points out, HaKol Yodu Shechazaros Hulus Baloshenis, nevertheless, Mikol Mokum B'Mkom Adchak Yesh Lohokel Daf Bezeh Dai B'Dal Ramos. And in situations where it's really pressing, for whatever the reason, then it would be sufficient to just wait the amount of time it takes to walk Dal Ramos. The issue footer number 12 brings down that the Kaf HaChaim is surprised that people take advantage of this kula when they're davening in a minyan. It's one thing if you're davening by yourself in your house to wait just the Dalet Amos, but in a minyan, he says he's surprised that people take advantage of this kula kishemetzalim betzibur. Likewise, the Kaf HaChaim brings down that if you daven so long that they've already finished the kedusha, so then lechatchila yamtim kishir hazman mishiyasel shlich tzibur chazar sashatz at kedusha. You still should wait the amount of time that it takes the chazan to get to kedusha normally, even though he's already done with kedusha. The Ramah continues and he writes, Yochid shemispalo b'tzibur, if an individual is davening in the tzibur, v'siyim tfilosu kodim shliach tzibur, and he finishes the Shemoneh Esrei before the shliach tzibur finishes the Shemoneh Esrei, also lahachzir ponav l'tzibur, at sheyisayim shliach tzibur tfilosu. He shouldn't turn around and face in the opposite direction, towards the west. He's davening Shemoneh Esrei toward the east. He shouldn't turn around and look at the people behind him until the shliach tzibur has finished his tefillah and everybody else mistama has also finished the Shemoneh Esreis. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis explains, Haynu ava pisha dain omi b'mokom shekol psiosav, even though he's standing still in the place where he took the 3 steps back. Lo yachzir ponav l'tzibur, he shouldn't turn around and face the tzibur, dainu l'tzad marav, i.e. facing west, as long as the Shliach Tzibur hasn't finished the Shemoneh Esrei, and you can assume, therefore, that most of the people haven't finished the Shemoneh Esrei, you shouldn't turn around. Why? Because if they see you turning around, they're going to be disturbed, and that's not correct. And likewise, they're going to say, how did you finish Shemoneh Esrei so fast? You must have skipped some things. Therefore, one shouldn't do this. And in regards to whether he wants to go back his 3 steps forward, this we've already mentioned, that he should wait to take the 3 steps forward until ideally the Shliach Tzibur is up to Kedusha, or at least until the Shliach Tzibur has started the Chazaras Hashatz. The issue foot number 13 explains why this din is repeated over here. It seems to be unnecessary. We've already learned it. And he says this is to teach us that the divrei haramah kosov kan rak le'inyan shelo yachzir ponov ad sheyisayim shliach tzibur. That you're not allowed to turn around. That's until the shliach tzibur is finished the Shemoneh Esrei. But to stay in your place and not move from your place, that you should wait ideally till the shliach tzibur reaches kedusha, which is why it's repeated over here again. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Gisha Poseya, when you take the 3 steps back, Oker, Regel, Small, Tchila, you take the 1st step back with your left foot. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel explains, the Mistamer, Oker, Inish, Kara, the Amina Bereisha, because when normally a person moves, he starts walking with his right foot, his stronger foot. And therefore, Lachin Oker, Kan, Bismol, here we're showing reluctance, so we move with our left foot first. Demarek, Ba'atzmo, Kilu, Kovid, Lov, Lepotim, and Amokom. We're not really running to leave HaKodesh Baruch Hu, so we're going slowly, reluctantly, so we start with our left foot. We pointed out that when you start the Shemoneh Esrei, you move forward with your right foot because you want to show your zeal to reach HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Then he says, look in the Bir Halacha, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha brings down in Dibra Maskel Kishuposeya Vahule Tchila from the Magen Avraham that according to this, an Iter Regel, a left-footed person, should first move his left foot, Shu Yomin de Alma, which is the right foot of everybody else, i.e. he should move his weaker foot, which is his right foot, because here you're showing reluctance, and the reluctance will be best demonstrated using your weaker foot. So a left-footed person, a lefty, would go move his right foot back first. Yesh Otam, there's another reason that the Bir Halacha brings down, which is brought down by the Taz, and according to that reasoning, it doesn't make a difference whether you're a righty or lefty, you always move with your left foot first. However, he brings down the Chayei Adam and the Graz, who both say that the first reason that we just brought down over here, that you want to show reluctance, is the better reason, and an Iter Nishtana Hadin Kemoshe Kasavnu, and a left-footed person, a lefty, should move his right foot back first to show the reluctance. How do we actually take the 3 steps back? So the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'nei seder hasholosh psios eluhu. The taking of the 3 steps back is in the following manner. Techilo, yafsia, beregel, small, psio, ktana. You first take a little small step with your left foot back. We'll see it means actually only till about the midway point of your right foot. V'yachakach, yafsia, bishel, yomin, psio, gedola. Then you take a bigger step back with your right foot, so you now have it reach to the middle of the left foot. And then you take with the third step back, you straighten out your feet so they're both equal. The left foot moves back another half a step to equal to the right foot. However, Dirshu footnote number 16 brings down the opinion of the Chazon Ish, Hayaposeas, Kol HaSholosh Psios, Kishiraglov Meruchok Uzomizu. He didn't take a half step back, he took a full step back. So the left foot goes all the way back till the heel of the right foot, the right foot goes all the way back till the heel of the left foot, and the left foot goes all the way back to the heel of the right foot, and then you straighten the legs out together after that. That's the opinion of the Chazon Ish. And we see this now inside in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, "V'shir psilus elu l'kol apachus u'kidei she'itein kudal b'tzad okev." As I pointed out already, the Mechaber says that when you take these steps back, you're taking half steps back so that the front part of your foot reaches to the heel part of the other foot. In other words, a half a step back. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yudalit explains that this is like kamo psios hakohanim b'shas havoda. This is like the steps that the kohanim took during the avoda. Shemachalchun okay b'tzad gudol, that they would take small half steps over here, heel to big toe, heel to big toe. Because of the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes, the bepachos mishir ze ein aler shem psio klal. Taking smaller steps than this, that's not called taking steps. Ve'el hakel afilu hamakum tzar v'dochuk. And a person shouldn't be makel on this, even if the place is very narrow and compressed. Dirshu footnote number 17 brings down in the name of Shlomo Zalman, in this situation, sheyifsal etzdadim. If it's really narrow, then you can't go backwards because either there's somebody else there or there's a bench there, so then you can take the steps a little bit to the side. And he writes, this is the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan as well. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'yesh mekilim b'mokom adchak. There are those that are mekel in a very narrow place that you don't have to take these steps of even the small size, but you can take even smaller steps. He brings down in Dirshu footnote number 18, Lifsoa psios ketanos, you could take even very, very small steps. However, to take less than three steps, that the Shulchan Shlomo says, Ein lahokel afil b'shas adchak. So take very, very small steps, but don't take less than three steps. V'yemafnesha chazalim komo, if before you return to your place, now there is more room. Originally there wasn't more room, but now there is. So he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, Sheino Chai Lipsoa Mechodo Sholosh Psiyos. So if you took three very, very small steps, because then maybe somebody was standing behind you and you couldn't get within his Dalet Amos, and then he moves back, so now you can take larger steps, you're not mechuyev to take new steps again. The three little steps that you took are adequate. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'davka ima odama omeid achoveinu mispalel. This is true when the person behind you is not davening. The person behind you is davening. But Hogavne ain't lulav saw besoch dalet amos. You have to be very careful not to take the three steps back into his dalet amos, as we've already explained in Siman Kuf Beis. Now the Ramah adds, Ulechatchila lo yafsiya psios gasus yosem izeh. And likewise, one shouldn't take very large steps. He brings this down in the name of the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Aruch HaSachayim, as well as others. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tezvav explains, Lishna de Ramah ain't a meduktok, that this expression over here from the Ramah is not exact. He should have really said it in a lashon of this is another opinion, because the hacholik al mechaber, the sirulei l'chol apachos, because this seems to argue on the mechaber who said at least the mashma b'psios gasos yose odet, who seems to imply over here that large steps are better, and this opinion really is a yeshomrim that says no, that small steps are better, large steps are not good. Siv dalet. The Mechaber writes, Misha Mosif al Shalob Shios have a Yura. If somebody takes more than three steps, that's considered arrogant. Why is this so? Sifkat and Yud Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah writes, have a Yura. This is arrogant. Shanira Shu Cholek, Kavod Lishchina Yosef Mishab Neodim. It looks like you're much more observant of the Shchina. You're much more concerned with the Kavod of the Shchina. Everybody else takes three steps and you take six steps. So that's wrong and incorrect. That's an arrogant posture. I realize we skipped Sifkat and Tezayin in the Mishnah Berurah. And he writes, the reason why we take smaller steps is the tfilos kineged tmidim tiknum, the tfilos are kineged the korban tamid, ubeinun dumi de kohanim bavoda dasun, and we need to take steps like the kohanim took in their avoda, v'lochein lo yafsiya psios gasus yose, because they didn't run in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't take large steps in the Beis HaMikdash, that's improper. Furthermore, va'o demerse kirots milafnei amelech, it looks like you're running away from the king, and this in fact came pasuk abach v'derech hachayim in this fashion as well. Dishu footer number 19 brings down in the name of the Bi'er Agora that this din is similar to that which is worked on elsewhere, because you don't see me basic knesses when one leaves a shul, also lower, you're not allowed to run as well. For lol of soap, see a gossip and take large steps, because it looks like you're running away from the basic knesses, and being in the shul is a burden to you. So too over here, kishu pesea besofish manesri. If you take large steps, it looks like you're running away. You can't wait to get done with the shmanesri, and therefore it's improper. Sifhei. The Mechaber writes, Gam shliach tzibur tzorach levsoa sholosh psios kishemispalo belachash. The Chazan, when he's saying his sile in Shemoneh Esrei, also has to take three steps back at the conclusion of Shemoneh Esrei. Ukshiyachzor atvila, and when he starts his chazor sashatz, the kol ram out loud, eino tzorach lachzor levsoa sholosh psios. When he concludes his chazor sashatz, he doesn't have to take three steps at the conclusion of that Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudches writes, the Someach HaPsiyos Shol HaKadosh, the reason why the Chazan doesn't have to take three steps back at the end of his Chazor Sashatz is because he'll rely upon taking the three steps back when he says the Kadosh Diskabel, and he's going to say Oseh Shalom over there, so those three steps will work for both. This is the Kadosh Diskabel Sh'achar Volotzion. Even though on certain days, like on a Monday or Thursday, you have the Kriyas HaTorah, or on the day of Rosh Chodesh, you're going to have Hallel, and you have all these other interruptions like Avinu Malkeinu, they're all part of the Shemoneh Esrei, so to say, they're all part of the davening, and therefore the Kaddish Shalachrei, the Kaddish Tuskabel that you say at the conclusion, Choser Ikar Al Tvila Shemoneh Esrei, that goes back on the Shemoneh Esrei, so the three steps that you take at the end of that Kaddish goes for your Shemoneh Esrei over here as well, and therefore the Chazan doesn't have to take the three steps back. Umikan diktiku achronim, and from here the achronim were medakdek the ein l'shliach tzibur l'daber beni uveni besicha. He shouldn't be talking at all because he's still considered in the Shemoneh Esrei. Shlomi in yonei atvila, to say anything that's not in regards to the tvila. Ki hakadosh chozer al tvila, because that kadosh tiskabel is going back on the tvila. And if I remember correctly, the Taz even brings down that he shouldn't be taking extra steps. He shouldn't be walking. He shouldn't be moving about or doing anything that's not essential for the tvila. Dishu foot number 20 brings down, if the Chazan can't take his three steps back at the conclusion of his silence when I say because somebody else is standing behind him, so in order not to have a tircha de tzibura by having to wait, so the Chazan can just start right then and there without taking the three steps back. Dishu foot number 22 says that the Chazan is allowed to move about if he has to go get the Sefer Torah, of course, for Kriyas HaTorah, or if to say Tachdun or anything like that. Of course, that's part of the davening, and he's allowed to move for that. And likewise, Gam in Dishu foot number 23, he writes, Lumod Bosuzman, so Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Sheyesh li zorbezeh, he shouldn't be learning them because that's not part of the tefillah. He would be allowed to say something like Tehillim if he's waiting, and if he gets, of course, called for an aliyah for the Torah, he would be permitted to go get the aliyah to the Torah. Even go so far as to say that he could even sell aliyahs to the Torah because that's also considered part of the davening. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yutes writes, Lachzor, V'imbol of Soa gam achar tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, if he goes after the Shemoneh Esrei and does take the three steps back, you're not mechuyev to yell at him. Ein limchos biyodo, your own protest, but it's still not right. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he writes, Im lo ispala balachash rach b'kol rom, if the Shliach Tzibur did not say his Shalosh Shemoneh Esrei, he went straight into his published Shemoneh Esrei, then posea shalosh b'sios achat filosh b'kol rom. Then he would say, in fact, take the three steps back at the conclusion of that Shemoneh Esrei. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof explains, the reason he has to go and take the three steps back is the metchila tzorich lefsoa. He has to take the three steps back uli poter ala tachanunim shalatzmo for the private supplications that he's making. For example, could go in elokai nitzar, and then the achakach tzorich achara kaddish. Then he has to take another three steps back at the end of the kaddish deskabel ala tefilo shespalo biad tzibur. That is for the tzibur's tefilo, the chazar sashatz that he was saying on behalf of the tzibur. So there's like a duality over here that he has both a private and a public Shemoneh Esrei, so he can take the three steps back twice. Similarly, Dirshu footnote number 24 brings down that if he made a mistake in his silent Shemoneh Esrei and he wasn't Yotzi with it, and now he's going to be Yotzi with his Chazar Sashatz, not only for the Tzibur, but really for his own private Shemoneh Esrei as well, the din would be Yotzi de Chova Kishachozer al Tvila, the Chazar Sashatz. He's Yotzi with his Chazar Sashatz for his private Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore the Derech HaChayim brings down, as well as the Ketos HaShulchan, Sha'olav Lefsoa Besim Chazar Sashatz. Then he should take the three steps back at the end of the Chazar Sashatz. That's like for his own private Shemoneh Esrei, and the three steps at the end of the Kaddish Tiskabel, that would be for the entire Tzibur. Likewise, and this happens very frequently in shuls where they change the chazan at the conclusion of Tachlun and the Kaddish there in Fashri of Olutzion, somebody else goes up there. If somebody else is taking over for Ashri of Olutzion, so then the Aderis brings down, likewise the Ketzos HaShulchan brings down, the Kav HaChaim as well, Shashaliach Tzibur Rishon, Kivan Shalo Yifosa, Besov Kaddish Tiskabel, all of the soul besol chazar sashatz. Then, since he's going to be switching the Shemoneh Esrei to somebody else to take over for Ashri Volotzion, he could take the three steps back. Rav Yashiv Zatzal, however, passes a little bit differently. He says, don't take the three steps back at the conclusion of the Shemoneh Esrei, but take the three steps back in that situation at the end of the Chatzi Kaddish after Tachdun, before the next Chazan takes over for Ashri Volotzion. And that concludes today's shir.